And Paul Gercio with us as we talk about the Merlin Project. Paul, get out your time tracks. We're going to go through them in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. Final hour with Paul Gercio. We'll take calls with Paul next half hour. So don't worry. We'll get you in talking with him about time tracks. You know, I am fascinated by these time tracks, Paul. And based on what you've taught me in terms of how to read them, you know, something major is happening with Hillary Clinton right around the election, but also 4 years after the election, something huge. It looks like she's going to win the election.
Well, that's interesting because that's not the time track I looked at. she's October 26th, 1947.
16 is low. It says Hillary. It's in 2016. It's really low. 2017. It's low.
Well,
Let me
remind you of something. If the activity isn't there,
right, and there's no activity.
That's right. If there's no activity going on in the year before the election, and no activity going on in the year after,
then she didn't win.
Then she didn't win.
Ah.
Okay. Now, for instance.
Okay.
I
was looking at the subsequent years.
Well, the subsequent years, that's probably a breathing a sigh of relief. Would you want to inherit what Obama is going through right now?
I wouldn't want to inherit what Bush had or Obama.
Well, right.
Or any of them.
And you know, she's no spring chicken. Okay. One of the things that we've discovered, and this has been true now, probably at least since Ronald Reagan, is that you get somebody elected in the year that they're right around 70, they're going to be, they're going to be getting pretty old in there by the time if a two-term presidency occurs.
All right, then something huge for Rand Paul.
Well, yes, for Rand Paul. Let me go back to Hillary, though, for a minute. Here's what's interesting about the Hillary run.
I misread it.
Well, you misread that one, but you don't very, very often misread these. You've been looking at them for quite a while now. One of the things that was done on your show back in 2006, okay, is that we went on the record and said, Hillary, this is, now remember, 2006, she was the anointed candidate. She, in 2006 and 7, she was
the one. Yeah.
Oh, she was going to be elected. In 2006, we went on the record and said, Hillary is either not going to run, or if she runs, she's not going to win. And, of course, in that period of time, nobody was looking at Barack Obama. We started looking at him in 2007, said he was going to get the nomination early in 2008 when Hillary still looked like the anointed, president, presidential candidate. And we said that she was not going to win the election. She was going to drop out of the race. We started saying very similar things about Hillary shortly after the 2012 election, because when we looked at 2016 and 2017, especially 2015, 16, and early 2017, there is virtually no continuous activity of any significance in that window where you'd have to have it in order to win, in order to even be serious. So if you look at the pretenders to the throne now, the Jeb Bushes, the Rick Perrys, even the Rand Paul, you generally don't see that activity. Although on Rand Paul's run, my suspicion is that we're looking at an independent candidacy for 2016.
Interesting.
Because we don't think that he is going to be able to convince the Republican centrists.
I agree with that.
He's the right guy, but he's got an activity pulse in the period of time we'd expect to find one that is significant. However, if you take a look at Chris Christie, governor of New Jersey, and Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York, these two adjacent, governorships, you find exactly the right kind of activity going on. And so we've been saying for a while now it's going to be Christie versus Cuomo with Rand Paul as a third candidate.
Don't throw out Jeb Bush, even though he looks a little flat there.
He looks way too flat.
Yeah, he doesn't spike like they
do. No, there's no spiking going on. The only one of the bunch that looks like he's a possible actual candidate. But then there's this, then there's the politics to consider. Is Rick Perry, who also has some significant activity in that period of time. But if you run on Merlin, all of the people who are being spoken of for the presidency in 2016, there are very few of them that have the right level of activity going on, and that's what we've discovered matters.
Have you done a Mitt Romney?
Mitt doesn't want to do this again. Mitt already, he already almost ran in 2008, and he did run in 2012, and he's hinting around. So
he's hinting.
He might
he's
run
hinting.
Again. Yeah. If you take a look at Mitt Romney's run, and I think Mitt Romney's on one of those time track lists. He is March 12th, I think, 1947. There isn't any activity going on of any significance either before 2016 or in the year or so after 2016.
See, here's why I screwed up on the Clinton time track.
You're allowed, by the way.
Yeah, but I mean, there's huge spikes after 2017, 18, 19, 20. I mean, huge. I didn't look at 16 and 17 where it's virtually nothing.
Right. That's right. And what we did was we went a step further than that. We ran Bill, and we ran Chelsea, and we ran the new baby. Now, we all know that if Hillary was going to become president, Bill is already rubbing his hands together, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So Bill is not going to be a silent partner if that were to happen. You'd see big activity going on Bill Clinton.
She could name him Secretary of State. Anything,
she could,
right?
You know, she really could. I don't think that would be seriously considered because I think it would rub too many people the wrong way. But you never know. Stuff like that certainly went on 100 years ago.
Oh yeah.
Regularly. So if you look at Bill's run and you look at Chelsea's run and even the baby's run, there isn't again the kind of pile-up activity that you'd expect to find. Now, I will caution you in this. We do not claim that this technology is going to be right more than about 8 times out of 10. It increases a little if you have other dates to throw into the mix that would also have to be affected if the primary person you're interested in is going to do something big. So, like Hillary, if Hillary was going to become president, Bill's run would have to show some significant activity as well. Bill's run is less active than any point I've seen it in probably 30 years. In the years from about 2015 through to about 2017 or 18. Now, the fact that Hillary has a lot of activity later on beats me. She certainly isn't going to run in her 70s, one would suspect. Is she completely out of the picture for 2020 or something, especially if nothing improves much, then we might all want a woman in there and say, we're one of the very few major democracies that hasn't had a woman running things yet. Okay, we're the only major democracy that's had an African-based man running things. So none of the Germany and France and Great Britain and whatnot have not had a black man in running the government, but they have had, Margaret Thatcher, and the Israelis had, what's her name? I can't remember what her name is.
Golda Meir.
Golda Meir. Are you having trouble coming up with information like that? Because you and I are not very far apart in age. I'm discovering that my ability to grab on a piece of information quickly like that is not what it used to be. So I'd be lousy on Jeopardy.
No, I'm still picking them up.
You're still going to be, well, yeah. just
that's because I take my turmeric. You don't.
Well, I'll tell you something else. I've started taking fairly sizable dosages of organic coconut oil, which is supposed to have extraordinary effect on this. And in my case, it's improved my ability to gather up that information quickly, much better than it has been. I was on with you with George last summer, and there were a couple of names I simply couldn't come up with, and George had to jump in. Turns out I also don't like those people, so that probably didn't help, like Rosie O'Donnell, who incidentally we said that might not last, and it looks like it's not going to last. Term at the View this time around.
Right.
Are not getting on.
Let me tell you, when we get close to who these candidates are, we're gonna have you back on, obviously, and go through some more time tracks with them. Do you ever rerun the time tracks?
Well, we're generating time tracks now that have, when they're new, when they're brand new, they have 9 years of past and 9 years of future, and the present is right in the middle of the middle line, mostly so we can see what has happened, what the person has been coming out of in terms of activity, and what they're heading into. So we do it that way purposely, so we have some past to ask them about. So, you know, this kind of stuff happened so many years ago, whatnot. There's at least 7 years into the past, seven and a half at least, to see if what's going on now bears resemblance to what was going on 7.5 years ago, because there should be some relationship. So we do it as a kind of safety, so we know. But a lot of these now have to be rerun simply because we've run out of future on the page. So just to give you a funny little line, when these things were first being constructed, George said, well, let's run them out to age 72. Well, then I started to have clients coming in who were in their 60s or early 70s, and it was like, what can I tell? There's no future. So the other thing was running it out to 90 because it's 18 years on a page. So I said, well, why don't we run them out to 90? And George, being the practical person he is, the scientist head person, he said, well, that's going to be 20% more ink coverage and 20% more postage and 20% more paper usage, and which I was not considering as an issue. But we finally got around to changing these things so that the program will crank out 90 years from zero in each case, mostly because we're all getting up there. So we damn well better have those extra years added on. But again, you know, yes, we have to run them over again, but not because they're going to turn out something different. They're going to turn out the same stuff that they turned out the first time, only they're going to give you more of it. And what's interesting about this, and this is the thing that people have such a hard time with sometimes, is that if this technology had been available when you were 5, okay?
Oh, my God.
The time track from 5 to where we are now would look exactly the same if we had run it then. And all the indications along the way of where there was going to be high levels of activity, where, you know, relationships were going to change and career was going to change, all of which was there, would have been showing at 5.
That's amazing. And if you were smart enough to use it, you could have really programmed your future.
Imagine if you had an advanced picture of the time coordinates, the days, months, and years in advance, in blocks of, let's say, 3 to 5 years, where all the big stuff was going to happen, and they were going to be right 8 times out of 10.
Can you alter them? Can the individual look at these time tracks and say, my God, the next 2 years I'm going through the roof, and then there's nothing? Can they change that?
You can alter what happens in those years, but you can't alter the years.
Okay.
In other words, the years that are going to be active and extraordinary in terms of what they produce are going to be the years. Those are available from the very beginning of these things all the way out to 90 years. You can see where all of those groups of years are going to be positioned.
Mm-hmm.
But whether they turn out to be good or bad is largely the province of the person who's going through them. So if you're a good manager of life experiences, if you learn from experiences, for instance, and don't repeat them, especially the ones that were not beneficial, if you know in advance, for instance, that a 3 to 5 year window of extraordinary change is 2 years away, you're going to start noticing the pieces of that starting to form up as much as a year earlier than that. So if it's going to be, it's going to start kicking in, say, 3 years from now, by a year or so from now, you'd be able to see some of the pieces coming together. And one of the things you'd notice is that some of the cast of characters of the last time you experienced this, whether it's 7 years ago or 21, 22 years ago, start to make a reappearance in your life, or other people who mirror the ones that were going on at those years that caused you problems or brought you opportunities are beginning to make themselves known. So you can begin to see the shadows of some of that stuff a couple of years in advance of its actual appearance. So if you're good at if you're not only good at managing your time and energy and efforts, but you're also good at noticing, if you're a good detective, you're good at noticing when replications in your life are starting to show up. Things that, you know, you may not have even thought of, okay, but all of a sudden that guy who was around 20 years ago comes back into your life, and you know what he brought with it the last time he was around. You can either take advantage of it, you know, to capitalize on that, start to put things into place in your life that you can then that'll then take this track, and like a wave in surfing, which is what the model we used to use for this, those waves are going to be there, and they're going to carry a lot of energy, and they're going to push you along if you happen to be there to catch the wave. So otherwise, it could drown you, okay. But if you're catching the wave at the right time in the right place, you can catch a really fast ride along that, and know how many years to expect it to persist, and know you know what kinds of things to watch out for, because as we get older, the things that go on in our lives tend to be instant replays of things we've already had go on. We're creatures of habit, so when certain kinds of change descend on us, we've already had an experience with dealing with that kind of change. And even if we dealt with it badly the last time, there's the tendency to deal with it the same way the next time because it's familiar. And so because it's familiar, we're inclined to follow the same mistakes that we made the last time. So it's to get the next one to be different is a matter of learning to not repeat the mistakes of the last one. And this system, this technology, gives you a picture of where those were. So you can go back and say, oh, wait a minute, I know what happened in that year or those years or what I did then. Okay, and it didn't work out the way I thought it was going to. If that kind of thing comes along again, I will deal with it differently. Now, it's not always easy to do that because, as I said, we're creatures of habit. We tend to repeat our past. We sort of perfect our past. If you can, and I've seen enough clients over enough years now who got the warning, okay, and, you know, we know what happened to them the last time around, and I've watched their whole life turn around, because now they're getting the other side of what they could have gotten the first time if they had treated it properly.
That's right. Paul, we're going to come back and take phone calls. And right when we come back, I want you to give out that toll-free number for public contact and your email address. The websites are linked up at coasttocoastam.com. We'll come back in a moment with Paul Gersio, and we'll take your phone calls with the Merlin Project. And Paul Gersio with us, and we'll take your phone calls as we talk about the Merlin Project. Wow, they're lining up next on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Paul Gersio, as we talk about the Merlin Project. And Paul, before we take calls, would you give out your app information and that toll-free phone number that you have?
You mean the giant list?
Yes, sir, do that. And the websites are linked up at Coast to Coast AM.
By the way, did Tom get hold of George?
George must be slumbering away somewhere.
Oh, well,
so yeah, that's okay. We'll do it. You've done a great job.
I know. Okay. Well, let me give you the list. There's several ways to get in touch with us. The easiest way these days is to become a Twitter recipient, and we're at TimeTracks, TimeTracks, all small lowercase, at TimeTracks will get you on Twitter. And if you're interested in getting this app, which, for, as I said, for 99 cents, you can actually find out if this stuff works, okay, because you can go back to your birth year and plot it all the way out to however old you are now and see how well it captures the important years in your life. That is at the app, at the Apple the Apple i Store, okay, the App Store rather. You're looking to, you're searching for the word Time Tracks, TimeTracks. If you get the right one, because there's a million of these things, if you mess the spelling up, TimeTracks, you will get something that says by Merlin George Hart. That way you will know. That's the one. TimeTracks, and you can get it at the App Store from Apple, or you can get it from Google Play for your Androids. Okay, either one of those. There is an icon right on your phone or tablet. You don't have to go looking up an address. It's right on the phone or the tablet. It says App Store or it says Google Play, and that will get you the Time Tracks on there. And for less than a cup of coffee, you can have a week of playing around with this just to find out. You can run your birthday. You can run the date you got married. If you then got divorced, you'll see that it probably captured the time frame in when you got divorced. If you had kids or you had them late or something, you'll find those. Okay, you can run anything. When you started your current job or the last job you had before your current job, you'll be able to see those change points. If you want to reach us live for appointment information, there is a live number and there's a toll-free. The live number is 305-682-2322. I'll give it to you again, 305-682-2322. Toll-free is 866, toll-free number 866-298-7688. That's 866-298-7688. I believe that's also on the Coast website. We didn't get George on to get a chance to talk about this, but he's requested something that we supply. It's called the Light Force 9000, and it is a unit that does miraculous things. It lessens pain from injuries. It helps repair tissue if you tore something. It's remarkable. He had tried this once before years ago, reported back that it was remarkable. It's something that you might want to look into. And we're also on Facebook, the Merlin Project Research Group is the way it's listed, Merlin Project Research Group, and you can join us on Facebook as well. So
super.
Those are the easiest ways to get in touch with us, and the website information is also at the Coast website.
You got it. To the phones now we go. Jerry in Lincoln, Illinois, to get us started on the wild card line. Jerry, you're on with Paul Gersio. Go ahead.
Good evening.
Hi.
Good evening.
Hey, this is a fascinating topic for me. What I kind of compare it to is like Lincoln-Kennedy coincidences, how history seems to repeat itself.
Okay. Yeah. We all know some of those.
Only it like flips around and reverses in some ways, and you have the power.
That's
to
right. Yeah, you've got Lincoln. Belt. Lincoln's had a Kennedy secretary, and Kennedy had Edith Lincoln as the secretary. Yes, the Kennedy-Lincoln stuff is remarkable. It's too remarkable to be just coincidence.
It is. It's fascinating. Awesome show, guys. Thanks.
Okay, there you go. A nice little compliment for you there, Mr. Gersio.
Thank you.
Connie in Kansas City, Missouri, east of the Rockies. Connie, go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Hi. I was wondering, is this based on your birthday? And if it is, like, I was born on a certain day, but then when I was adopted, they gave me a different birthday.
What do you put into the app? What kind of information, Paul?
Well, all you have to do with the app is punch in your date of birth and the time of day in quadrants. So, in other words, if you're born in the first 6 hours of the day, you put that in. If you're born in the second 6 hours, So if you're born at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you'd punch in the second 3 hours of the day, and that would be your the time of day. We don't ask for the actual birth time, just the quadrant.
What would the quadrant? I was born at 10:33 a.m. So that would be what?
That would be the second quadrant.
Second.
The first one would have been midnight to 6 a.m.
Okay, I see. All right.
6 a.m. to noon would be the second one. Yeah.
Okay. Simple enough.
To finish that off, you punch in that information, and then it delivers 90 years of activity from that moment forward out to 90.
Wow. Wow.
And it turns out to be 80% accurate in finding the big change point. So, for instance, in your case, when you were adopted, I don't know why they would have changed your birthday. I never heard that. But anyway, when you were adopted, if you ran the original birth date, the correct one, and ran the time track, you would undoubtedly see the period of time where you were adopted and they changed the date.
That's amazing. Truly. Well, Paul, let me ask you this. With the data that you input, how does this work? I mean, it's like a computer piece of software that looks into the future.
Well, it works like this, George. If every moment of time has a different pathway into the future with different set of highs and lows,
yeah,
activity and so on, if you thought of the original moment as being the very beginning of a symphony, page one is the first 18 years of that symphony, and page two is the second 18 years, and so on. You're looking at stuff that looks kind of like sheet music. And you don't have to know a lot about sheet music to know when the song or the serenade or the symphony gets loud and raucous and when it quiets down, because it has to do with the amount of notes that are jammed into the page. So you can pretty much tell just from looking at the sheet music, essentially, the output of the program, where things are going to really heat up and where they're going to really quiet down, and you can mark them all in. And in the case of this, you can go back to birth and take a look and see how close it mirrors what you know to be true. And some people have run these things and found stuff on there, including yours truly. There was all kinds of stuff at the beginning, very beginning, I went back to my parents and I said, what was going on when I was born? And they said, nothing. And my father said, well, you were a blue baby. And I said, what's that? He said, well, they couldn't get you to breathe.
That's right. No, he's right.
And I could have died at birth.
Was the cord around your neck?
I didn't know it until I saw it on the time track.
When my son was born, he came out with a cord around his neck.
So
scared the life out of him.
So did mine. And luckily, because we were doing a natural birth with midwives, it never tightened up because they were actually better at it than the physicians would have been, and that cord never got a chance to tighten.
Next up, that would have been it. Augustus in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Augustus, thanks. Go ahead.
I'm 71. I'm in great financial difficulty. I have no retirement and no pension. How would you use your system to create financial difficulty? I have 3 graduate degrees. I have never been employed in an occupation that pays a living wage, despite the fact that I studied.
Right, now, Paul, it's not an astrological tool, right?
No, it isn't. It's what astrology would like to be and isn't. Okay, that's the way I put it, and having studied astrology, I can tell, and I'm very good at it, by the way. I can construct horoscopes and with very fine precision, and I can tell you, the whole idea of astrology is predicting exact events. You cannot predict exact events. Even good psychics only do it by accident for the most part. And I remember an episode you had on the air a few years ago with Sylvia Brown. And some miners, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
They were all supposed to come out alive, and on the news break of the next hour, it turned out that they were all dead.
After she had said that she knew they were all alive.
That's right. Her guides, they all told her that they're going to be found alive. Psychics, there are a handful of them that are good, but they came here with that talent. It's not something you can learn.
We have Annette now in the state of Washington, west of the Rockies. Annette, thanks for calling.
Hi, George.
Well, hello, Annette.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Hi, Paul.
Hi there.
Paul?
What can we do for you?
I just talked to Tommy. He's so great.
He
is. And I love your show. I've been listening all year. I'm so glad I found
you. Well, I'm glad you did,
and,
too.
And
now go, now get,
awesome,
get a smartphone and get it on your
you
smartphone.
All the time.
Well, thanks. And what's your question for Paul?
Well, I had a different question. Tommy said he'd call me back about George Clooney. I have a feeling he's going to be going into politics for some reason. But he told me to ask or tell you my age, I guess.
We don't need your age.
Oh, okay. I have a premonition about George Clooney getting married and everything.
Well, you know what? I'll tell the next time I'm on. I'll
do
look
a
up
track.
George Clooney and
do it. Yeah, that's what we'll do, Annette, and we'll check it out. See
I'll
if there's
you,
some spice.
I wouldn't be surprised.
No, either would I.
Happen.
Either would I. I mean, there are some
kooks out there, but there are some non-kooks too.
Dennis is in Philadelphia. Welcome to the program, Dennis. Go ahead.
Good morning. Yes.
Hi.
Good morning. Hi, you actually said a little while ago that this is not an astrology tool
program. No, it is not.
Right. But if someone uses this and they see that something is going to happen in the future, but they don't know what it is,
right?
Things that they are altering, they're supposed to go through, because as we're told, you know, spiritualists say that.
Well, that's if you believe in predestination. I don't, okay?
Right.
And my experience over 50 years of doing this stuff, mm-hmm. manually and now with computers, tells me that predestination and stuff, there's nothing to it. You can manipulate the future. It helps to know when to manipulate it. That's what this does.
Yeah, but if we do that, is there repercussions?
Of course, there's always repercussions. There's repercussions.
No, I mean bad repercussions for altering it.
Excuse me?
Is there going to be bad repercussions for altering
Whether
it?
Whether it's good or bad is really in the hands of the person who's doing the manipulating. Okay, if you leave things alone and don't change anything, you're at the mercy of the winds. Okay, I don't personally think that's a great way to do things. I've known too many people who did, and the tendency is it's like if you're driving a car. If you take your hands off the wheel, it might stay on the road, but there's a pretty good chance it isn't going to. And in 2005, the number one litigation was with Winnebago, because the guy bought the Winnebago, took it out for a spin, put it on cruise control, and went into the back to make himself a sandwich.
Okay.
Now Winnebago
we're not there yet.
Has to do a page telling you that cruise control is not automatic pilot.
No. One day we'll have that, but it's not there yet.
Well, maybe Google has it out there in California, but they haven't made it available to us yet.
Do you and George adjust the program at all, or is it pretty well set?
Well, when the gang he was working with put it all together, Luca Blue Palumbo and a bunch of other people, they put a control room in there so that we could go into the control room and tweak it if we needed to. We've never tweaked it.
We never.
It was so good coming off the assembly line that we never tweaked it, and we still haven't. It was right out of the box the first time, and it's been as accurate now as it was at the beginning. So what's the point?
Time for a few more calls. Let's go to Claire in Missouri, east of the Rockies, of course. Hi, Claire.
Hello.
Good to have you with us.
Thank you. The program, how difficult would it be for a blind person to use it?
A blind person, Paul.
Yeah, how much help would they need?
They would need only someone to describe what they're seeing on the time track. In other words, if you have somebody who can look at a graph and tell you what the graph is doing, going up or going down or staying fairly stable or whatever it is, you can use the time track.
Oh, okay. That's not true.
There's no Braille version of it. And probably won't be. But you know what? There could be. We could turn that into a Braille version. I don't expect to see George doing that anytime soon. But he added color this time. It was black and white for all those years, and now the app is in color. So, you know, there's always progress. So.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, appreciate that. Let's go next to Mark in Minneapolis. Mark, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, George, Paul, I really appreciate it.
Sure.
Two quick questions. when you go back to the presidential candidates, I know that the Democratic Party has thought about Michelle Obama as a potential candidate if Hillary was to fall out. And when I look at your chart on Michelle Obama, there's a lot of activity.
You're absolutely right. And if Michelle Obama had even an inkling of wanting to do this, I would agree with you. She hated being there. She hates being there now. And I think she will be so relaxed about not having those stresses anymore. I cannot see her going along with that. You're right, though, about the time track. Obama, I know you looked it up because you wouldn't know that otherwise. Okay.
Right.
But you're right. You're absolutely right that Michelle Obama would be a potential candidate if she had any idea that that's something she wanted to do, and I can't see that.
Interesting. Let's go to Mark in Ontario, Canada now. Mark, it's your turn. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Mark speaking.
Uh-huh. Go ahead, Mr. Speaking.
I had a question for Paul about the time tracks thing. I'm wondering if you alter your own self, will that affect, ripple effect anybody else? Like, I do something
Everything has outcomes. If you alter what you're doing or your behavior or the people you're hanging out with, or if you change your, you get more positive than negative or whatever it is, it's going to have an effect on everything around you. So the answer is yes.
Simple as that. Paul Gercio, we're almost out of time here, so...
So when are you going to get this on your smartphone?
How do you know I don't?
I don't know. But I'll tell you, we talked last time about you doing an actual appointment, and I think that would be a great idea, especially considering the time tracks I sent you a few days ago.
Those were fascinating.
They are. But then, you know what? They would have been at times like when you took over Coast to Coast in 2003 and so on. I remember, for instance, and I thought this was fascinating at the time, that Art Bell and the general Tommy Franks, who prosecuted the first invasion of Iraq under Bush 2, have the exact identical birthday. They are what I call time twins.
Yeah.
And what happened was Tommy and Franks invaded on March 19th, 2003, and you took over this thing, 2 months before that? So Art was just leaving a job, and Tommy Franks was just getting into it. At exactly the same time.
Amazing. Paul, let's stay in touch with us. Tom's going to call you about our Beyond Belief television show, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, listen, good to talk to you, George. Now I got to explain to my George what happened.
Wake him up tomorrow. All right, thanks, Paul. Appreciate it. Up next, we are going to be talking about the secret space program and some other great things with Robert Morningstar in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM.